News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, by the way, if you find yourself getting outside the overly broad range of our AM-FM capabilities here at WVNN, just know it does not matter. Anywhere in the big wide world, you can go to the World Wide Web, click on rightsideradio.org. That's our website, rightsideradio.org. And there's a listen live option on the website. Just go to listen live. And like I always say, no matter where you is, there we is. So, yeah, that's why we got Right Side Ruffians in all kinds of states. I mean, we got people in Virginia. We got people in Tennessee, people in Georgia, people over in Mississippi, down yonder in Louisiana. We got folks over in Texas. And apparently we got a bunch of people that listen to the podcast out in California. Love that. So, yeah, if you're listening live, you can stream it through the website. If you want to hear the podcast, which is segments of the show that are usually uploaded by that very evening, you can send a link to a friend, you can re-listen to a part, or you can hear it for the first time because you missed it. Just go to rightsideradio.org, and there's all of our podcasting. So, yes, you can listen live, you can do podcasting, you can buy things at the Right Side Store, stuff. We got all kinds of stuff on there. All right, listen, a couple more things, though, too, in this where's COVID thing. There are still things happening. Story on Yellowhammer News. Just yesterday, Governor Kay Ivey awarded $30 million in COVID-19 relief funds to rural hospitals. So this is a part of the American Rescue Plan, the federal COVID relief monies that came to the state, and they're still spending it. They got a lot of it. They got tons. All the more reason why they could have given you a tax break this year. But nonetheless, they're giving out money left and right. Right now, they gave $30 million to rural hospitals to help with some of the expenses of dealing with COVID. Something else I see here as a little bit of political theater, I got this off of the personal website, the official website of Congressman Thomas Massie, a Republican from Kentucky. Thomas Massie's press release says that he and 16 other of his congressional colleagues, all Republicans, have filed a lawsuit against the CDC. Do what? Yes. 17 congressmen have filed a lawsuit against the CDC to end the mask mandates on air travel. All right. Let me just tell you, while I champion the idea of pushing back like this, I got to say it's a little late. I'm not sure why they're doing it now, because the mask mandate ends on April 18th. I'm an attorney. I can just tell you, 30 days is nothing burger time. It takes 30 days to get someone served and even get the lawsuit started. By the time this political theater of a lawsuit gets moving anywhere, it's going to be too late and the issue will be moot. It'll be dismissed. So that's cool. And while I appreciate the fact that people like Rand Paul and Andy Biggs and Lauren Boebert and Brian Mast and Barry Moore, our own representative Barry Moore from here in Alabama, this is a case that's not going to be of any worth unless they claim some form of standing that allows them to take the issue and not just the thing. And when I say that, I mean, if you're trying to end the current mask mandate, that's going to be moot before the case gets started. Now, if you're trying to challenge the ability of the CDC to put masks on people ad nauseum and make them wear them in perpetuity, then okay. But I'm not sure you're going to have standing in this suit to do that, because you have to have actual damages. In this case, you waited till the damages are pretty much behind us, because the mask mandate is going to lift about the same time your case gets started. That's ongoing right now. That storyline broke yesterday. You will be happy to know that according to MarketWatch.com, that Pfizer is now advising you're going to need a fourth dose of the vaccine. Shut up. All right. Listen, there are things out there happening. But the reason why you're not seeing COVID right now, the truth of why you're not seeing COVID right now, is because the Democrats got a poll that said that we're sick of hearing about their panic and the sky is falling. That the majority of the world, including a bunch of Right Side Ruffians, are willing to just go ahead and live. And that we will not wring our hands in fear. And that we will not sit around and fret. And that we will not respond well to them telling us that we have to. It is time for life to move forward. And while we grieve the loss of those who are gone and hate the fact that many of us had to suffer through the actual disease itself, we are ready to move forward. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, moving on in the Triple Dipper when I get back. Hang on.